Coach, down to the final three games of the regular season starting this afternoon with Duquesne, a team that started off well in the league, but since then has been up and down. The Dukes have lost five straight, but nearly knocked off the Bonnies on the road Wednesday.
You know, they've played very close games against St. Bonaventure twice and against Rhode Island up at Rhode Island. I actually had to get beat on a last-second shot with the score tied back in January. So this is a team that is capable of beating anybody in the conference, and they've shown that in the way they've played in conference play.
As far as individual matchups, what should we keep an eye on?
Well, they got a freshman who was, I think, four-time freshman of the year in the conference, Eric Williams. He's a very versatile, big guard, small forward. So he can create problems for us. They've also got quick guards, experienced quick guards, Mike Lewis, Taryn Smith, and Renee Castro Kennedy. The three of them have the ability to go one-on-one, become one-man fast breaks, and can knock the ball down from three. So guard play is going to be very pivotal today.
Following the win against Fordham, one of the areas that you spoke about was shot selection as being key, not only to shooting such a high percentage against the Rams, but also over the last several games. What are some components that have created consistency in that area?
Well, I think the first word is trust. Trust the system, trust your teammates, trust yourself. Trust the system, knowing that you're going to get great shots throughout the possession. Trusting your teammates that they're going to get you the ball when that happens, and trusting yourself that, hey, I can get a better shot. So the combination of those three factors, but the trust situation is very, very important in shot selection.
Now, Peyton joined the exclusive 2000 Point Club Wednesday. I felt like sometimes it could be hard, especially when you're on the outside, to realize just how special a player is while they're still playing. Can you put in perspective where he sits amongst the Davidson greats?
You're exactly right about that. He never does anything wrong, so he doesn't get your attention because he does anything wrong, and he just does everything right, and he does everything extraordinarily right. In his career at Davidson, he has just gotten better and better because of his work ethic. He's become a sensational scorer. He's improved tremendously as a defender, has always been a very good rebounder. But I think the one thing that continues to jump out at me as he's improved and gotten more and more accolades, he's got even more humble. And that combination of confidence and humility is a rare thing. And I'm just thrilled that he's giving me that experience of being able to coach someone like that.
And lastly, Coach, what has your message been to the team heading into this final stretch of games starting today?
Well, we've obviously focused just on this Duquesne game, and we've talked about toughness, competitive toughness. Duquesne's a very physical, very aggressive kind of team, similar to Dayton in many ways, similar to Rhode Island and St. Bonaventure in many ways. And on the road, we've got to bring in a bigger, a larger amount of toughness than we've had before, because they're going to push us to the limit.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks, Jared.